Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
By the way, they're saying that Alex Tanny, the quarterback, should clear protocols and fly to Seattle with the Giants. So that just gives you more proof that your boy Danny Dimes ain't going to be playing.
Yeah, Golden Tate's not going to be the backup quarterback.
He currently is, though.
Yes, he is.
He currently is. But, yeah, so it looks like that's how that'll play itself out. And barring any type of miracle in recovery 30,000 feet above the sky, above the ground, Daniel Jones is going to miss a game.
I will say this.
Every time a quarterback misses a game, mm-hmm. And this is not like a self-inflicted injury. It's not a stupid injury. It just happened. It happens, right? It's just another reminder of how blessed you Giant fans were with Eli Manning.
I thought the exact same thing. And I think the exact same thing every time Sam or Daniel miss a game. And both guys, Sam Darnold and Daniel Jones, have missed games in every year of their career. Every year. Daniel missed two games last year. Let's not forget that. That's when Eli made his grandiose comeback.
Right.
Played two games, one against the Eagles, one against the Dolphins, won one of them. And I know, because there's an easy counter to this. Well, Eli wasn't running around the way Sam and Daniel
still,
are.
In a violent sport.
But still, I agree with you.
I mean, and for as long as he did it, your quarterbacks will go a season, not miss a game. But they're not going to go 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
There's no question. It's more difficult when you're a mobile quarterback to get through seasons without missing games. No doubt about it. But still, availability is the most important thing. And for Sam Darnold and Daniel Jones, it's just a fact. They have missed a game in every year of their career.
I don't feel bad for pro athletes who make a lot of money a lot. But I do feel bad in that Daniel Jones, three straight games without a turnover. Mm-hmm. Offense is starting. Not that they're putting 30 points up, but the offense is looking very competent. They know what they're doing. He seems to have a pretty good command of what's going on around him. And for that to kind of to get curtailed, even for a week, is frankly makes me emotional.
Makes you
and maybe it's my time of the month. I don't know. But I'm getting a little emotional about having to see a DJ on the sideline when we know he wants to be out there. Chris is in the Bronx on the fan. Chris, what's up?
What's up, guys? Happy Friday. Before I get to my Giant point, Evan.
Yes.
Guacamole and hot sauce are automatic check in the box when you're at Chipotle.
Thank you, sir. For those of you that don't know what he's talking about, just real quick, so everyone's in on the joke. Evan bought us all Chipotle yesterday, asked me what I wanted. He said, you want everything? I said, yes, sure, everything. And I get the burrito. It's a beautiful burrito. Love Chipotle. No guac. No salsa, no hot sauce, it didn't exist.
Oh, Chris, I got a question.
That's it.
Because maybe I don't know the rules. I don't. Even there's lots of different sauces you could get, a lot of different things you could get at Chipotle. You get hot sauce plus mild. You put all the sauces together.
Is I that put really? All the sauces.
Okay. All the sauces.
I'll know for the next time.
There you go.
I think it would have helped if Craig was more vocal about what he wanted. You know, that would have helped a little bit.
Chris, what do you got for Giants, buddy?
So, I'm an optimistic Giant fan, but we, going on your premise, with ball control, running the ball. But Seattle knows that Colt McCoy can't throw the ball, so they're going to expect the run. So, you know what? He's going to have to make some big-time throws this game. And
yep.
Another thing that nobody's talking about is this guy, Kyler Fackrell, getting hurt.
That's a hit.
That's a big thing.
And you're right. No one's talking about it, but you're right.
And Kyler Fackrell's been one of the good free agent signings that Dave Gettleman had this offseason. You know, Dave Gettleman ended up having a pretty good offseason when you look at the signings, the way Blake Martinez has played, obviously the way James Bradbury has played. And you're right. And the other thing to keep in mind, DK Metcalf's going to get a lot of attention, okay? But Tyler Lockett actually has more receptions this year than DK Metcalf. And as good of a job as Bradbury may do, even though the Giants do play a lot of zone, on DK, Tyler Lockett's the guy to keep an eye on. The Giants can't afford to miss tackles in this game.
Right.
Because Tyler Lockett can burn them in a big way. Those crossing patterns over the middle, they can't miss a tackle or two. That's going to be key in this game.
It's funny. From the Giants I've watched, whenever the Giants' defense kind of bends and shows some leaks, it's been against the run more than the pass. You know, now, but you're going up against a guy that throws the best deep ball in the sport. I've heard you that know. A million times. But, you know, Metcalf, you know, it's funny. Do you just go, do you let him play man-to-man?
Well, you're going to mix in coverages. That's
right?
What you're going to do.
You're going to have to.
Now, that's what Patrick Graham's going to do. There'll be a lot of Bradbury versus DK.
Oh, there has to be. He's your best cover corner.
Absolutely.
But I think this also, you know, don't... I want to be clear what I'm saying. I don't want to overstate it. And if it comes across that way, please tell me, stop. Colt McCoy is not a kid you found on the street who's never thrown a football in an NFL game. Now, you don't want him throwing the ball 30 times. I agree. You don't want Colt McCoy to have to lead you on multiple drives for 6-7 points, right? But Colt McCoy is competent. He did make a couple big throws last week in the win against Cincinnati. He's not a fresh-faced kid who's never played.
No, there's a reason
why. It's not
why
Baltimore putting McSorley in the game.
No, when the Giants signed Colt McCoy during the offseason, there's a reason, even though none of us spent an hour on it, but there was a reason we all looked at it and said, hey, that's a good move. And the reason it was a good move is kind of what you're saying. The guy's been in the league for a decade. Now, is he a starter in this league? No. No one's suggesting he is. But he's a capable backup quarterback. And what you want from a capable backup quarterback is when there's a situation like this, they can come in, not make boneheaded mistakes, not be overwhelmed by everything, and be capable and be steadying. Now, McCoy hasn't played a lot the last 5 years, so there isn't really a track record to look at. He played a lot more when he was younger, but he is a suitable NFL backup. I think that is fair. You're right.
18 out of, no, let me be, I'm going to bring him down. Bring him down a little bit. Bring it down a little bit. 16 out of 25, 185 yards, no picks.
It's all dependent on how well the defense plays and how well they run the football.
Would you take that number if it's a competitive game?
You hit on something. Here's the one stat you said that I care about. Zero picks. Can't turn the ball over.
He doesn't turn the ball over. The Giants have a chance to win the game in the fourth quarter. They might be losing, but if Colt McCoy holds on to the ball, the New York Giants will be in this game because they're in every game.
They have been, outside of the Niner game. You hit on something that's so true. I don't have a stat to back this up, but it's true. Just trust me and trust Craig because he said it too. The Giant defense this year, what they've done a great job of is limiting the big play. And that's been a problem for this defense for what felt like the last decade. But they've done a great job of limiting that home run ball. Now, Seattle with Russell Wilson and DK, are they capable of it? Absolutely. So, but this defense this year, which has been the strength of the team, let's be honest about how they're in the position that they're in, has been that. And that's going to be the key when you take on a team like Seattle. I agree with you. I think they're going to be in this game. I don't have the guts to say they're going to win. I just don't. I'm sorry. But I do think they'll be in this game late.
Eric's in Long Island on the Fan. Eric, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon, guys. Craig, great story. Welcome back. So glad to have you back.
Thank you.
I have to stick up for Evan a little bit on
the
basketball hockey discussion.
Now, all right.
I am one of those that roots for Evan's basketball and hockey team, okay? We do exist out there, okay? We've never had this much excitement going to a basketball season. And as far as his hockey team goes, let me explain something to you. You got to let him talk about it once season starts. You got to let him. He's got a team that just went to the Final Four.
Yeah. Okay.
He's got a team that is hands down the best GM coach combination in his town by a mile.
I agree with you.
And point three, he's got a guy, hopefully he signs, hasn't signed yet, who is the son-in-law of your former partner.
I mean, I'm also aware of that.
This is also a guy who's had the Gary Bettman recently on his show. I mean, this guy has pulled in the sport. There are those of us out there who love hearing him talk about it.
Okay. Let's just play this out. Now, we have to make decisions based on what's the good for the show and the entire audience. I acknowledge that the Islanders had a great run. I'm clearly very well aware of the excitement and anticipation for what might be a championship type run in Brooklyn. I get it. I'm aware of it. It ain't that I'm not aware of it. I got to judge that against the audience. How much are you talking?
Listen, he's got to get. I'm not saying you have to give him all day every day, but when the NHL starts.
You're breaking up a little bit. It's the only reason I'm letting you go.
Here's my follow-up to you. Because, and one thing that, in all seriousness,
5 minutes
have
a day?
To,
you want 5 minutes a day? You people, sign up for that right now?
Well, people have to remember. I'm about to defend you. Carden doesn't want to avoid talking Nets because he's a bitter Knicks fan. In all seriousness, we're in a business. And we want people to listen. And as much as I love the Brooklyn Nets, I do, I also know that they are not the most popular team in the world. And if we sat here and did 5 hours on the Nets, that would turn a lot of people off. But here's my question, because I really don't know the answer. Will this year be different with them? Because they have stars.
Not until the playoffs.
Well, I don't know. I'm asking a question. Before you answer it, listen to the whole thing.
I have the answer.
Okay.
Not until the playoffs.
But is there an indicator?
Like, yes.
If the TV ratings on the YES Network are way up for the Brooklyn Nets.
Yes.
I don't know what way up even means. We have to debate
that. Well, over zero, which they usually are.
Does that make you say, wow,
by the way,
people care about the Nets?
SNY reruns of Met losses outrate Net games.
That's not
on
true.
YES.
You're just making stuff up, though.
No, it is. I checked.
See, if we're going to have discussions about this, you got to base it in fact. Okay? It's got to be based in fact. If the rating for the Nets is a blank, you say, wow, Ev, we got to talk more Nets. People care.
No.
Is that fair?
I think we will do what's best for the show.
Well, I just said that. Are you listening?
I think the excitement of the start of the season will warrant not, hey, who's the ninth guy on the bench talk?
Jeff Green.
See? It'll warrant just an acknowledgement that they exist, yes.
Yes.
I can't see us breaking down every game the day after every game.
I didn't say that.
I'm just saying. I'm talking a lot.
Okay.
I didn't say you did. I'm just putting it out there. I think there will be moments that come up in the season where they are the focus of a show.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, we still got to recognize that this is a Yankee town, Giant town, Met Jet town.
I agree with you.
I think the Mets could put major inroads into that this year based on how Steve Cohen spends his money. But don't ever get it twisted. I love the Jets. I recognize that if we don't talk Giants enough, that we're doing ourselves a disservice.
Correct. Here's where you're missing. Okay, I agree with you. I don't disagree with anything you said.
And Islanders, not for nothing. Is he a great GM? Yeah. The coach guy, is he good?
The coach guy?
Yeah. But
you know his name?
I can guarantee you we're not talking Islanders hockey on this show.
Look, I'm not making the case as much for...
You'll get to the Stanley Cup Finals.
Right.
We'll tell you if they won or lost.
Much for the Islanders because of what you just said with hockey. But here's what I don't know. As a New Yorker, you're a New Yorker. What is going to be different, maybe nothing, about the popularity of the Nets this year because of the guys on the roster.
Well, it could be
significant. I don't know.
I think if they get out, 20-1,
yeah,
different story.
Okay.
I think they become a story.
But do you agree? Do you think that
the Nets, for me, the Nets will be a daily topic one of two ways. They come out and are what you hope that they are.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, ridiculous. Best team in the East. And are just like the Beatles and dominating everyone. Or if they...
The dumpster fire.
If they suck.
And there's drama.
If the Nets are like 13-7, we ain't talking about it.
Yeah, but again, you're kind of shying away from what I'm bringing up.
What are you bringing up?
We are living in a moment where both of us admit we don't know how popular and how much the Nets are going to resonate. We really don't. Is there a number when it comes to TV ratings where you say, wow, they're pop. People are watching them. People care.
I don't know what the number is, but I'd have to compare it. And yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Probably.
That's
yeah.
the benchmark.
I'll give you that.
I think that is a very fair benchmark.
I will give you that.
If they hit a certain number in TV ratings, you'll say, wow, I'm wrong. We got DuBois Nets. People care.
Yes, that's
if
fair.
If they don't, listen, you can get on me for whatever you want. I know the Nets are not the Knicks. I never suggest that they are. Now, is more of my anti-Nick been coming out the last few weeks because of you? Absolutely. You bring it out of me. And that's on you. That's really your fault. Okay? Like earlier today when I tweeted that little, you probably maybe didn't even see it. I tweeted a little dig at you.
Did you see it? No.
Knicks Fan TV, they do a great job.
YouTube channel. I wasn't on Twitter a lot this morning.
Okay. I'm describing what happened.
I dropped the LL Cool J line last night and went to bed.
Okay.
What was your line?
Knicks Fan TV, I want to give them a little pop.
Yeah.
They got a YouTube channel about the Knicks. I actually enjoy them. They do a great job. They've been breaking news lately, and they broke the news that the Knicks and Nets will play for the first time on January 13th. So I retweeted it at you.
We'll talk about that.
Yeah, of course we will. I retweeted it at you and said, hey, look, it's your NBA Finals. Now, I wouldn't normally be that douchey, if you will, but you and others have brought it out of me, and that's on you. That's not on me. That's on you.
I'm looking at it now, and I, like most people, ignored that tweet.
Our NBA Finals stop.
Well, I mean, it really is.
No, it's really not.
If you beat
it's a regular season meaningless game that we'll probably win.
You're so full of it. If the Knicks beat Where's the Nets, it's at the Garden.
At the Garden, that's a W for the Knicks.
Okay. If the Knicks win that game that night and KD goes, 7 for 28, hopefully he's playing, goes 7 for 28, all that, you're not going to come in the next day with that grin on your face?
Well, it depends if the Giants won the NFC Championship game the night before. If the Giants are going to the Super Bowl, I'm not even referencing the game. That's right. I know I got to take a break at some point, but not yet. I'm going to keep going here. Andrew's in Hewlett. Andrew, good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, I just want to say thank you so much for taking my call. Yeah. It's really good to hear from you both. Evan, I know you're from Lawrence, so it's just really cool that you grew up near me.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, man. Yeah, so I just had a quick question, two questions, if I could get through with them. Do you guys have enough time for those?
Maybe.
It depends what the first question is. But let me ask you a question first. You're from you grew up in Lawrence?
No, he's from Hewlett. Hewlett was our neighbor, like our rival high school, if you will.
All right. And do you still live there?
Yeah, I still live there. I go to Boston College, but right now I'm just at quarantine.
So let me ask you a question. Are you more of a Tamburino guy or a Green Deli guy?
I'm a Green Deli guy, for
sure. Okay, all right. Then you know Hewlett. Yeah. I just want to make sure you're not some Fergazi guy pretending to
be
from Hewlett.
You think he's calling faking that he's from Hewlett? Maybe. Would do that?
If he knows Green Deli, which is really Lynbrook, but if he knows Green Deli, then he's legit. And then maybe
we also got a great bindi shop here as well.
A great what shop?
A bindi shop on Peninsula Boulevard, if you guys know where that is.
Of course.
I know Peninsula Boulevard.
Of course. Great, man.
Do you spend a lot of time at Woodrow Kosher Restaurant Caterers?
Oh,
or no?
Woodrow's!
Yes, I go to my grandfather every week with him.
Woodrow's! I know that place,
you big Kanish-eating son of a bitch. I know what's going on over there.
All right, Andrew, what do you got? Man. What's your question?
Yeah, so I'm a big diehard Jets fan, and I have a lot of friends that we talk about on podcasts every week about Jets-related stuff, and my question is just, if you guys would wanted to hire one Jets head coach, who would it be and why?
I would want Sean Payton. I'd want to trade for Sean Payton. Now, if that's not possible, I'd probably look at, Craig doesn't like when I say this, but I'd probably look at Eric Bieniemy.
And thanks for the call, Andrew. I'm not anti-Bieniemy. If they hire Eric Bieniemy,
no, you're
I'm
anti
good
people
it.
Mentioning Eric Bieniemy.
Well, yeah, because we know he's the number one candidate out there, and will absolutely be a head coach next year, assuming he wants to be, and I'm pretty sure he does. My only issue with Bieniemy is twofold. One, that, all right, we know he's the guy, all right? Everyone's going to want him, and if you want him, go try to get him. I get it. But, we've also seen a lot of guys historically that become the flavor of the month because they have the best quarterback in the league. So I respect Bieniemy because he played. He certainly paid his dues as an assistant and has now learned under one of the great head coaches of the last quarter century in Andy Reid. And I would hope that he becomes a very good head coach. But let's not forget, if Patrick Mahomes is the quarterback and I'm the offensive coordinator, I'm going to be the smartest guy in the world, right?
No, I understand.
That does happen.
Look, there's no way to know what a coordinator is going to be as a head coach. There really isn't. There's no possible way. So, even if you play this little game, who's the best coach in the NFL? Who are the five best coaches in the NFL? And you look at where they came from and what their background
is. Who's the tree, right?
Right. Well, not even the tree. Just John Harbaugh, I think, is a tremendous head coach. He comes from special teams. When the Giants hired Joe Judge, there was a lot of, what? Yeah. Now we like him. Now we love him. But going in, he wasn't a hot name. No one was calling up sports talk radio in December, and the response would be, Joe Judge should be the coach of the Giants. No one would say it. So it's a major, major unknown. To me, that's why my first option is someone who's not an unknown. My first option is one of the better coaches in the league.
I'm going to listen. I almost don't care who it is, because I know they're going to get a guy that is going to come probably highly regarded.
And it's better than Gase.
Exactly right. Even my guy, who you don't like, he's better than Gase.
Lane Kiffin is better than Adam Gase? I don't even know if I could agree with that.
By the way, I think Tommy Big Mac would be better than Gase.
Stop with the Lane Kiffin garbage. Lane Kiffin can't be the head coach of the Jets.
He can't be because why? Because you've determined, you've put down the gauntlet, you've put the Excalibur back in the rock
because
and said he cannot be the guy.
Because what the hell has he done? What, his resume at USC is just so damn good, or Florida Athletic, or whatever the hell, Florida Atlantic is so good I got to hire him?
Are you, is your hometown, how far away from Cedarhurst were you?
Where I grew up?
Yeah.
I grew up in Woodmere.
Woodmere.
Yeah.
How far from Cedarhurst is that?
Oh, it's the next town over.
It is, right?
Yeah, I can walk over there.
So I didn't realize this, and shame on me.
Yeah.
Do you know what Cedarhurst is the home of? One of the great landmarks in all of New York State?
What's that?
And shame on you for not knowing.
What's that?
The Red Holtzman Sidewalk Clock.
Really?
Yeah.
I never knew that.
How about that? It's a clock. It's a sidewalk clock.
Wait, so the clock is on the sidewalk? Red Holtzman lived in the area. You know that, right?
Thus, the Red Holtzman
Evan. I knew the
they
part.
They didn't just do it because they liked the Knicks.
I remember as a kid, you'd see Red Holtzman around every once in a while. Unfortunately, he passed away back in the late 90s.
So there is the William Red Holtzman clock in Cedarhurst.
Where's that? On what street?
In Cedarhurst.
Okay, Cedarhurst
and
is a town.
It's on the sidewalk. Oh, Central Avenue.
Central Avenue. A lot of good bakeries on Central Avenue. You'd love that place.
I do love Central Avenue.
Have you ever been there?
Whenever I go to Cedarhurst, as a matter of fact. See, I'm as you know, I'm a foodie, right?
Yeah.
Whenever I go to Cedarhurst. Now, I'm a fan of Glick's. Not everybody likes Glick's. Old school. I like Glick's. Some people like going to Cafe Chocolat on Central Avenue. I prefer Glick's. That's just me. They got artisan breads. Not every bakery goes the bread route the right way. Some people just have the rye or the challah. You like your challah sliced or your rye sliced, or you like to take it without the slicing?
I don't really eat it.
You don't eat rye bread?
Well, no, I have rye bread on a sandwich.
Well, like if you go to the bakery and you get, let me have a loaf of rye bread, do you want to put it through the slicer, or do you want to bring it home whole and slice it yourself?
Oh, no, I prefer it sliced.
Lazy.
Yeah. Of course I am. I'm admitting
that. How about your challah? When you guys celebrate Hanukkah and you have the...
I don't celebrate Hanukkah.
And Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah, do you guys come home with a sliced challah with raisins?
I can't answer that.
Do you go the plain challah? How do you do it?
I don't do any of that.
You don't do it?
Nope. Sorry.
Self-loathing Jew? Okay.
Fine. Self-loathing?
Now, are you a Walls Bake Shop guy?
I have no idea. Where's that?
It's Hewlett, man. That's your hometown.
That's not my hometown. They were the rival town over. Our high school, now I didn't play, let me clarify before I get made fun of, our high school would dominate Hewlett. I mean, they couldn't even belong on the same field with the Tornadoes of Lawrence.
How about Giant Bagel? You go to Giant Bagel?
Never heard of it.
It's in Lawrence. Is that where you're from?
I haven't lived there in 20 years.
You don't go back?
Literally.
You don't go back to your hometown?
My parents don't live there anymore.
You don't pay homage to where you were raised?
I haven't been back to my hometown since I picked up a Twitter baseball game there about 5 years ago. We
Rockaway Turnpike, Giant Bagel. You know what they feature?
Did I know what they what?
Do you know what they feature?
What do they feature?
Giant bagels, man.
They just set me up. Did you see, by the way?
What did you think they featured?
Did you see the
cinnamon
tweet?
Cinnamon raisin cream cheese?
Did you see the tweet of my peaches from last night, by the way?
Yeah, so.
I got a lot of crap about that.
For two reasons.
Yes, go ahead.
So, Evan had 6-day-old pizza for dinner last night.
No problem.
And I said, look, number one, leftover pizza is a snack. It's not for dinner. Week-old pizza really shouldn't be eaten by anyone anywhere. So, Evan put out a picture of two slices of pizza. One had good-looking pepperoni on it, actually, the small pepperonis, which means it's probably more authentic. It's not like the store-bought, go to the shop, right, get fregazi pepperoni. I like the small pepperoni. That's what John's does it. That's how it should be done.
And artichoke pizza, man.
And the other, right, and the other piece, look, it could have been spinach. And then I thought it might be anchovies.
Do you want the answer?
But what really bothered people, Evan.
I know what bothered people.
Wasn't just that you were eating 6-day-old pizza. Evan makes a lot of money, and he has a John Deere tractor that he drives around his property.
I do.
Okay? Evan had a fork in the picture next to the two slices of pizza, indicating he was prepared to eat the pizza with the fork.
I need to address this. This is very, very important. First of all, I believe, and my family believes, in never, ever wasting food, which I think is a good thing. Believe it's wrong. Anything that's left, you have to finish. You do not throw out food. There's too many people in this world who don't have it. You can't do it. That's number one. So when I went to Artichoke Pizza over the weekend and bought multiple pies, we had leftovers. I wanted to finish it. So that addresses that aspect of it, and I think that's fair. As far as the fork is concerned, I've learned a hard lesson. If you're going to take a picture and you're going to put it on Twitter, you got to make sure everything in that picture is okay, that you can question or answer anything in that picture. I did not realize that when I got home at 8 o'clock at night, dinner had already been served for my in-laws, for my wife. I didn't know there was a fork sitting there.
If I may.
No idea.
Dinner had been served?
That's right.
No. You heated up week-old pizza.
No, their dinner
hadn't been served.
They had a different dinner.
Yeah, but the fork was there because it was intended to be used.
Yes, it was
by
not
whom?
I can't answer that.
Who
I don't
took
know.
The photograph?
I took the photograph.
So then you knew the fork was there?
I didn't even notice the fork.
The fork was on the pizza.
I didn't know it was not on the pizza.
Pretty
that
close.
Is a lie. It was next. It was adjacent to the pizza. I did not realize, A, the fork was in the picture, and B, I would never, and I have never, and if you could produce evidence, I'll apologize. I have never used a fork to eat pizza.
How about last night?
I did not. Didn't even think about it. Never went through my mind. I didn't realize the fork was in the picture until I checked my mentions. And that was all it was. What kind of person are you? A fork for pizza? Forget the six-day-old aspect. That was God. It was all
you're
the
right.
fork.
You're right. People are pissed.
And I made a mistake. I need to be more aware of what's in pictures that are then placed on Twitter.
Or don't eat six-day-old pizza with a fork.
I have no issue eating six-day-old pizza.
I just keep it simple.
But you know what I didn't do?
What?
I'm proud of myself. I didn't pull a Licata. You know what that is?
Take it down. Yeah.
I lived with it. I lived with the vitriol that I took for having a fork in the same picture as two slices of pizza.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
Well, I got a real problem with the NBA now. A real problem with the NBA now. Plus, we have someone at Evans Old High School that wants to say hi to him. Get to that in a few seconds. So, according to Sham God online.
Yeah, Sham Sharney of The Athletic. What did he have to
I
say,
I guess
Craig?
They're releasing the NBA schedules for every team right now.
Yeah.
Not only did the NBA screw the Knicks on Christmas, you know the second most important day to play is MLK Day.
Of course.
Because you have the nation's attention.
Yep.
While most people don't work, the NBA typically has a triple header that day. Oh, and by the way, they do have a triple header.
Who's playing in the triple header?
January 18th. Martin Luther King Jr. Day, TNT.
You know who's playing in these games?
I do.
Oh, good. Who are the Knicks playing?
The Phoenix Suns are playing the Memphis Grizzlies in Memphis.
All right.
Then there's another game. And then the Lakers play the Warriors.
Wait, what was the other game
at
in the middle?
So those are three games that day.
What was the middle game?
But the NBA decided that they would probably only televise two of them.
What was the third
game?
So
it opens with, like, who wants to... Well, I guess the Suns now become a watchable team, right, as I'm thinking about
Suns, it. Suns-Grizzlies would have been a very appealing play-in game this past year. Unfortunately,
especially
it didn't happen.
The Suns didn't lose in the bubble.
Yeah.
So it goes Suns-Grizzlies.
Right.
Milwaukee then plays. And why wouldn't you have Milwaukee, Greek Freak?
Well, who are they playing?
And then you have the Lakers versus the Warriors.
Wait a second. Who are the Bucks playing? Were they playing by themselves? Were they playing with themselves?
I didn't see that. But I know it's not the Knicks. The Knicks don't play on any holidays this year.
No.
Watch. The Knicks will play 7 o'clock at night, Super Bowl Sunday.
that's the holiday you'll play.
That's when the Knicks are going to play.
Wait, so who the Bucks playing? They're playing the Heat?
The Nets.
Who's that?
Bucks Nets.
Yeah, interesting.
Milwaukee Bucks against the Nets.
Monday afternoon basketball from Brooklyn. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
That means we don't work that day. We get preempted.
Let's do the game. Let's do the game.
All right. Set it up. Call up, who's it? Yes? And call up the Nets. Oh, you want to do it on the radio?
Who does? I feel bad. Carino and Cap are doing a great job.
Yeah, but if Carino is doing TV that day.
Oh, that's true.
Well, no, then they won't be on local
cable. No, it's be on national television.
Yeah, so Ian's off that day.
Yeah, the Ian's going to have a lot of off days because of this game. I read the Nets are going to have, in just the first half of the year, 19 nationally televised games. 19, Craig. They haven't had 19 in their history combined.
So do this. Ask Carino if he doesn't mind. As long as he's good with it. And Capshaw, if they're good with it, then we'll do it. But I wouldn't take the game away from
him. We got to go to Barclays.
Plus, by the way. There's no way those guys wouldn't want to do that game.
No,
it's a huge game.
You can't take it away from them.
No, no, I wouldn't. I'm saying, but they, why would they say no to that game when you have, that's a holiday game?
Why is it such an appealing game?
Because it's a holiday game.
Well, is it maybe the participants are pretty appealing?
No, because it's a holiday
game. Kevin Durant versus Giannis Antetokounmpo.
There's no other game in the league happening
while they're
playing.
No, they're going to have
full
slate.
Not.
Yes, they are.
Not that time of day.
Oh, maybe not that time of day.
Yeah,
You may be right about that. I'm not sure.
There's going to be 10 games played, but I don't think at that time. I could be wrong.
No, no, you may actually be right about that. Why don't they just release the whole damn schedule? Why are they giving us drips and beats? It's not fair to you as a Knicks fan for my entire schedule to come out and basically nothing about the Knicks. That's not fair. Listen, I'm looking out for you. This is ridiculous. Just release the schedule.
Well, I think they're trying to pull an NFL. They're trying to do it, in pieces to try to hold your attention throughout the day.
I am so excited.
You have the Knicks home opener?
I read it earlier and
Wasn't it Indiana?
I think they open in Indiana.
On the road.
On the road, yeah.
Also good for me. I got no problem with that.
Why is that good for you?
Because we can't go to the game anyway. The Knicks can play every game on the road. No matter me, I can't go.
Yeah, but you're still going to see the garden floor. It's still going to be
the
Madison
floor.
Square Garden.
Now, if I could get the garden floor for a little game of pickup for you to play, you could bring Jet and a little Spence, who can't play yet.
Yeah.
Unless he's,
would I do it?
Would you like to do that?
I feel like this is a trick question. I feel like I'm being bamboozled here.
Mm-hmm. You're being hoodwinked.
There's no good answer to this.
That's right.
If I say yes.
And not happening.
If I say, all right.
Yeah.
I never said yes. If I said yes.
I'll take the other guys and their kids, though, if they want to come. Tommy, you have kids? You don't have kids? Is that a sore spot? I apologize. I didn't realize.
Actually, not a sore spot at all. No.
Okay. Do you want kids?
No, I don't.
Wow.
That's
very personal. Okay. Fair enough.
Not
okay.
Really.
Your wife knows this?
We're both on the same page with this.
Oh. Fair enough.
Would you ever babysit kids?
Why do you,
no.
No?
Did
you
have less appalled about that than he was about doing the show after. You want to do right after Craig and... Can they pay me? You want kids? No! God, no!
Oh, well, the stories you hear about them are just so, they make you want to do it. But, never say never, but that's how we feel.
Why
right
do
now.
You get a thing done? Get the, a cut?
But when I'm married. Oh, I see what you mean. Well.
That way you don't have to worry about it.
It's a fair question.
Yeah, but I don't, yeah.
So you're leaving the
you
door ajar.
So that's not a hard no, then. Okay.
No, because I don't want anything down there. I just, you know what I mean?
Snippety
we'll
snipped.
Take all the precautions, you know what I mean?
Okay.
That was like a fun afternoon, you know.
That was the quickest no ever.
Yeah, that was a fast.
Do you want to have kids? No.
No.
Do you want to host a show?
Think about that. Let me check my schedule.
Do you want to raise?
Are you talking about daily?
Is CeeLo in the building today?
He is.
Yeah, CeeLo's here.
Find out if he wants to play basketball at the Garden.
CeeLo has two kids, two boys, so he'll definitely want to play. Let's
Well, maybe he wouldn't. I don't know.
Will you lower the hoop to 6 feet or no?
No. You know what? No, because I would never, ever allow you to dunk in my building. Ever. Like, if the baskets were low because the kids were playing, and I saw you from the corner of my eye going in for the Evan Roberts dunk.
You'd tackle me.
I would tackle you. Yeah, I would block it, tackle you, whatever I got to do. I would never allow
Let
you to
me
dunk.
Just formally.
Because I know you. You'd have it. You'd be videotaping it.
Oh, yeah.
You'd put it out. I dunked on the Garden. Never
I'd
happened.
Superimpose Patrick Ewing to make it look like I dunked on him.
By the way, I may call Jim Dolan up today and go, while you're still banning Maggie, ban Evan too. I might say that. Let this guy in your building.
But Craig, here's the bottom line. You know when I go to Madison Square Garden? And Jim would understand this. Yeah. I go to Madison Square Garden and I give them, proudly, I give them my money.
And I can speak for Mr. Dolan, they don't need it. Here's John and Rockaway. Johnny, what do you got, buddy?
Hey, how's it going, guys? It's good to talk to you. I'm enjoying the new show. Evan, I'm actually an assistant principal over at your old stomping grounds there.
Wow.
Lawrence High School.
How are things at Lawrence High School?
I've been pretty excited to chat with you and hopefully have you come back in the community. And, no sports now, unfortunately, with the pandemic. But we're hoping next year we'll have some sports going and maybe we could set up an event with you guys.
Wow.
I'd like to tell you that if you guys...
The Ring of Honor there, the Lawrence Hall of Fame.
Wow.
Hold on. Can we commit right now that if I can get Evan back and I'll come with him, that you guys would consider putting Evan in the Lawrence High School Hall of Fame?
Yes, 100%. Wow. I don't want to do it now because I'd love to do it around, you know, a homecoming or a sporting event.
Of course.
I would be deeply honored.
I will take your number off air.
And privileged.
Once we get through COVID and you guys have full in-person studying again and schooling and events are taking place and we get the green light that it's good to go next school year, Tommy, just grab his info. We will come out and Evan will be inducted into the Lawrence High School Hall of Fame.
I'll speak to the kids. I'll speak to the kids. I'll give them some lessons of life. Talk about how great Lawrence is.
If anyone's going to give lessons of life, I'm pretty sure I'm your guy on that one. Yes. I just got you to your high school's Hall of Fame.
That's very nice of you. Thank you.
Look at you.
Look at me. I'm a Hall of Famer,
and
Craig.
You hate Lawrence High School.
I never hated Lawrence High School.
You don't like Lawrence. You don't go back.
I don't go back because I don't have a reason to go back.
You always got to go back. Yeah, but Evan, Craig, you can't forget your roots. Craig. I go to New Rochelle whenever I can. Craig. I go to Beachmont Tavern. I eat the wings. I go to Greasy Nick's. I have the cheeseburger and the steamers. Play softball there.
What do you want me
to... You got
to
go back.
What do you want me to go back and do?
Did Boomer Esiason forget East Islip? No. Did Craig Carton forget New Rochelle, New York? No.
But what, again,
you forgot where you came from.
What do you want me to do? Go
do
back
something.
And do what? Just
talk to
in?
The kids in high school.
Why? They just invited me. I'm not going to impose myself on them.
You've been on the radio for 14 years. You never once thought use this position to help Lawrence out. I'm helping him out. I don't even like Long Island.
Why would you not like Long Island?
Because the traffic. I hate it.
Well, there's traffic everywhere. Welcome to New
York,
pal.
Not like LIE traffic.
Have you seen the Brooklyn-Queens Expressway? Have you ever experienced it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's your follow-up to that?
It's essentially Long Island.
It's not Long Island.
Yes, it
Brooklyn
is.
Brooklyn is not Long Island.
Okay, right.
Queens is a little bit Long Island. It's a little bit. It's a little bit.
Yeah, where's the BQE take you? To the LIE. Right? That's where it takes you. I hate it. My sister lives in Long Island. My parents live in Long Island. I hate it.
Okay. I like Long Island, but not enough to buy a house there. I went to Westchester. I didn't go back. But I had a fine growing up experience on Long Island.
And by the way, one of my favorite restaurants in America.
El Mariachi.
No.
Rockville Center.
No.
No?
No, not a chain Mexican joint. Dude.
It's not a chain?
Yes, it is.
El Mariachi?
No.
It was not a chain. No, it's not true. It's not true.
Listen. He passed away, unfortunately, but the restaurant's still there. Marino's in Northport.
Forget about it.
Wonderful place. And my picture's up in the bathroom.
Is it?
Yeah, right
in
the bathroom
wall. Did you put it up
yourself? No. I signed a little note to him. He passed away a couple years ago. He's a great man, a great restaurateur in Northport. And he put my face over the toilet.
That's a nice gesture.
Great meatballs there, too. Great. I think his wife still runs it now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Marino's in Northport.
I'm making a list of places I want to go to when I can finally get out. And that'll be on the list. I will put it on the list.
You'll go to Maroni's.
Maroni's.
I said Marino's.
Okay.
Maroni's. Yeah, Maroni's is one of the great restaurants in Long Island.
I'll check it out.
It's right on the water in Northport. It's awesome.
Beautiful.
You been here, Tommy?
Yeah, for sure. I grew up on Long Island, too. Northport, out east, all that stuff. Great, bro.
Do you want me to get you into your high school Hall of Fame?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Okay. All right.
Give a little back.
What accomplishments have you under your belt that would warrant the Hall of Fame induction?
Well, I'm producing Afternoon Drive on The Fan in New York.
I mean, that's a
I
fair
mean, come
answer.
On. Your boy made it.
Fair.
Well, for Bethpage High School purposes, I would think
for
I'm
for producers, you've reached the totem pole.
I'm probably the most famous person in my class.
Do you know that for certain, though?
I mean, there was like 40 people in it, so I would think.
You never know.
Oh, were you a private school kid?
No, but there just wasn't a lot of kids.
Yeah, there
were
40 people in a Long Island public school?
That doesn't sound right.
There's no possible way.
Maybe like 200?
Maybe you only knew 40 people.
That's fair.
Like, what high school did you go to?
Bethpage High School.
Bethpage High School.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're surrounded by Long Island boys. All three.
You're a Long Island guy, too?
I am.
Strong.
Well, listen, it's all right. I grew up in New Rochelle, but I started in the Bronx. You guys would know what that's about.
You started in the Bronx? Left when you were five.
Listen, have you ever seen Fort Apache, the Bronx?
No, you haven't. No, I haven't.
Go watch the movie Fort Apache. Get back to me about the Bronx in the 1970s. Real cakewalk for a three-year-old. Okay.
You're a three-year-old.
Okay. Okay. That's right.
What are you, left out to do whatever you can do?
There was a gang of four-year-olds on the block in 1970,
a gang
whatever.
Of four-year-olds?
Yeah. Yeah.
How'd you handle that?
I ran. How did I handle it? Here's Milton in Brooklyn on The Fan. Milton, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Listen, Evan, you're killing me, bro. You're
Stunning. You sound like a rat. Number one, calling out a guy for using his cell phone at work. You're calling out a guy for deleting his tweet.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man. Yep. What's going on? You sound like a cheapo. You're eating 6 day old pizza. I mean, is this? I mean, and then
you want me to address this one by one, Milton? Because I'll do one by one.
I got one more.
I'll wait for that one. Go ahead.
I got the soft stuff.
Yeah.
The number one thing that kills me about you, and this has to end, because we're not stupid as listeners. This gimmick that you have of always downplaying your teams. Oh, the Nets are not going to win.
It's not a gimmick,
dude.
Oh,
you know, when I kick field goals, you know what? I'm probably only going to make one. You got to stop it.
I'm not down, but Milton.
You want to
Milton. Milton.
You got to stop it.
Milton, here's what I am. Here's what I am. Can I answer you? I'm realistic, okay? And part of being realistic is I don't believe in great things happening. So I don't believe that my basketball team or my baseball team or my football. What?
How do you say this about the Nets? Right now you're talking about getting 19 games on Nashville. You're hyped up.
I am hyped up.
You can't. You're talking out of both sides.
No, I'm not. Milton, all I've said is I don't think they're going to win the NBA title. I didn't say they're going to stink. I didn't say they're going to miss the playoffs.
That, though, Evan? They built a super team.
They built a tremendous team. But what do you want from me? It feels like I'm in a lose-lose situation. If I said the Nets are going to win the title, you'd be all ticked off of me. You arrogant man. Why do you think that? Kyrie's a nutcase. They don't have enough bigs. They can't defend. I get all of that. So it doesn't seem like this is fair at all.
Problem. That's what you want to avoid. You got to stop being scared of getting those calls. You got to come out and say, you know what? The Nets built a team and they better win or I'm just...
I do it. Milton. If the Nets don't win an NBA title, I will be very disappointed. I've said that. All I'm not saying, and I did it with the Mets, and I've done it with the Jets, and you can be mad at me for it. I'm honest. The one thing I always try to be is honest. You may not like it. You may be annoyed by my honesty. I'm honest. Honestly, it's very difficult, as a guy who's never seen any of my teams win a title, it's difficult to sit here in early December and proclaim to Craig Carton in the world the Brooklyn Nets are going to win the NBA title. It's difficult for me to do. It's not downplaying. It's not a gimmick. It's the truth. And when I say to Craig, I think I'm only going to hit 1 out of 10 field goals, it's because I don't think I'm going to hit a lot of field goals. You want me to be an arrogant guy who just said, yeah, I'm going to hit 9 of 10. I could dunk on a 9-foot rim. I've got the larger. I don't say stuff like that if it's not true.
Don't do it.
What did I say that's wrong?
Who's Nick Cannon?
That was nice. I took a little break there. Got to listen and watch that.
Am I wrong about anything I said?
I understand both sides, actually. I understand where the caller's coming from. You're setting yourself up in a certain way. Therefore, you don't get too disappointed or let down. But at the same time, I also agree with you. There's no way you're kicking more than one field goal. And you're not kicking any from 30
yards. I'm going to make you a promise.
Yeah.
Okay? I'm going to make everybody a promise. Yeah. Okay? Because we may not talk a lot of Nets, but when the Nets season ends, good or bad, I'm sure we'll discuss it.
Yeah.
If they don't win a championship or get to an, or even if they're in an NBA finals, the way this season ends, there'll be hysteria coming from me. Either we won a title hysteria or disappointment hysteria. So if that's what you're waiting for, if you're waiting for, you'll get it. I'm going to react. I'm a diehard fan, but I'm not going to proclaim to you they're going to win the NBA title. I can't picture it. I can't picture the parade down the Canyon of Heroes for the New York Mets. I'm sorry. I'll be honest about how I'll build the team, but I can't picture that stuff.
By the way, more important news, El Mariachi's is closed, but Vincent's Clam Bar in Carl Place, still alive and kicking it. You had to have been there before.
Closed?
You've been to Vincent's, right?
No.
Wow. You know, it's almost like there are times I look over to you, and I love you, you're my partner, nothing I wouldn't do for you.
Here comes the insult.
No, it's not an insult. There are times I look over, and recognizing that you were a child actor, where I wonder if you starred in The Boy.
What? Finish the sentence.
I think John Travolta was actually the one who started it.
What?
What was one of John Travolta's earliest roles?
Grease.
No.
What?
The Boy in the Bubble.
Because I didn't go to some clam house, I'm in a bubble?
Some clam house.
What do you want from me?
Yeah.
I also left Long Island when I was 17 years old.
I moved
to Maryland when I was... So if you ask me about places, go Google Silver Spring, Maryland, and I bet you I've been to all those places. Because now I'm this young, burgeoning adult. I've got a car. I'm driving around. I got a girlfriend. Like, let's go out to dinner every night. I was a maniac.
Go look that up.
By the way, Greg has confirmed that my picture's still in the bathroom at Maroni's.
Really?
Exactly where it should be, by the way. Get the meatballs, take the pot home, eat them, bring the pot back, they refill it. Fantastic. And the garlic bread is also to die for, as they say in Long Island.
Are you in your high school's Hall of Fame?
I am, yes.
Cool.
I was before I went away. I think I'm still there.
They're not rescinding it.
Listen, you know, before I went to prison, mm-hmm. the last two people that were put in the New Rochelle High School Hall of Fame were me and Ray Rice.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm not sure where we're with
the, I'm not sure how to respond to that.
I'm not sure where we are with that. Okay. I'm not sure. I hope Darren Gurney, who's the baseball guru in all of Westchester, and a classmate of mine and a social studies teacher there, and Noam Bramson, the mayor of New Rochelle, who's a rock and love the man, I believe that they've made sure that we're still there, but I don't know for a fact.
Do you want us
and
to?
And I know this. They never asked me for the key to the city back. I still have it.
Oh, nice.
So I feel good about
that. Anything, by the way?
Oh, yeah.
What is it open?
City Hall.
Nice.
Yeah. I have a key. And you know what's funny? I lost it. And I had to call them up, and I said, Mayor Bramson, Noam, we grew up together. It was kindergarten on.
Huh.
I go, I lost the key to the city.
What are you saying?
We'll give you another one, but don't lose this one. Because we used to do a huge softball charity game there. And hopefully you and I will be able to continue that next summer.
Do you want someone to find out if you're still in the Hall of Fame? Or would you rather not know?
No, I'd rather not know.
Okay.
As long as there's COVID and no one's going to school, why ruffle the boat?
I was just looking.
Ruffle the feathers, rock the boat. I combine the two. Yeah. Why do that?
I can always drive by the high school, get in.
You can't get in.
Oh.
And by that, the New Rochelle High School, have you ever seen it?
No.
From the outside, it's a French castle.
Really?
Yeah, I think an homage to the Huguenots mm-hmm. that settled New Rochelle. Two huge lakes in front.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's a cool high school, yeah, man.
Beautiful, beautiful. I love New Rochelle, and I love the high school. And that's why I go back and I give back to my hometown, which is why I'm in the Hall of Fame, and they never, hopefully, didn't take me down.
Okay.
That's it.
I know you're trying to guilt me right now.
Next year, next fall, Evan Roberts gets inducted into the Lawrence High School Hall of Fame. I can't wait for that. If I could fast forward to next September, I would right
That's
now.
That's the thing you're looking most forward to.
I would right now. To hear the speech you're going to give.
I got to think
of
that.
Those impressionable 18-year-olds who are dying to get out and go get high.
Yeah, that's the problem. How do you make a speech to kids who don't know who you are and don't care who you are?
Their dads do know who you are.
Well, oh, great. Should I bring this up? The line, the famous pickup line from WFAN?
Go ahead. Yeah, that's fine.
All right. Should I credit who came up with this line?
Yeah, because we just talked about him yesterday.
Sal Licata came up, and obviously wouldn't do this anymore. He's married. He's got a kid on the way. Congrats to Sal.
We don't have to couch it.
Sal had a line he would use when he would go out. He'd see a girl and say, "You don't know me, but your father does."
There's no way that ever works.
Which is a lot better than I make 20 grand a year.
It's a lot better than that, for sure. Or I'm really hoping Mike Francesa gives me a holiday bonus.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, it's Carton and Roberts on the Fan, 877-337-6666. Later today, the guys will do their thing for the Giants and Jets game, so you know that's going to come up at some point later today. Of course, I will do some Jets, only because they are playing a football game. I have to acknowledge that they are playing, and we are rooting for them to do the opposite of what they did against the Raiders last time. We don't want them to score 30-plus points and beat Oakland or Las Vegas now. So we'll get into that later this morning. Later this afternoon as well.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Parts.